Friday is a big head day. Now, regarding the big head himself and big head bets, you might think to yourself, no football, no college basketball. Yeah, well, you know what? No problem. No problem as it relates to big head bets. I'm telling you, we will find other things to get down with. If it moves and we can get
Everybody action on it, we are going to hit it.
Of course we're going to get down. No football, no problem. No college basketball, no problem. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Watch the association just for the sake of the game and the world-class athletes? I understand that the Masters is a tradition, unlike any other. But are we supposed to watch that with only a rooting interest in our favorite player? Hell no. We're looking to get down. Everybody get down. Big Head, what's up? How are you and your gigantic Entertainment Tonight appearing dome living head?
If you thought my head couldn't get any bigger, Jim, you should see it now, man.
I don't need to, man. I already know. I don't know. So what was that whole experience like? Without letting us in too deep, what was that experience like?
It is crazy. It's insane. It's a different world. And to see it on Entertainment Tonight, what I did in the first story, it's kind of crazy right now. I'm not going to lie.
All right, good. Good. You earned it, I think, sort of, kind of. Why don't we start with the Masters? Now, normally you take one of the leaders to hedge your bet, and then you take a few shots at some other guys so you might get paid. The last two majors, that has actually worked out pretty well for you. You took Hawks BFFBDC. You got paid at the U.S. Open. Then DJ turned you a really nice profit at Augusta back in November. Are you playing it the same way now? And if so, who do you like?
Man, I sure as hell was, and I was going to use Justin Rose this morning, but he pulled an Ian Poulter on that front nine, Jim, and gassed the thing up a little bit. So thanks, Rit. But I'm going to be forced into something right now that I did not want to do, and I'm going to go Jordan Spieth, man, as my hedge. I didn't think he can go back-to-back before this entire thing happened. He hasn't won since 2017.
Hold up. Yep. Rick, can you turn down that music a little bit so I can hear the big head?
Thank you, Rit. All right, so going Spieth as my hedge, Jim. His confidence in putting is back. He's my hedge at plus 750 right now. You can get him. I'm also going to go feed here Patrick Reed, man. He's my other long shot. He plays well at Augusta. Top 10 finish in November. He won it all in 18. You can get him at plus 1,200 right now. And then my longer shot, Webb Simpson. His iron play and putting, it's on point. Two top 10 finishes. He's won a major. Plus 2,000 for Webb Simpson right now.
You're cracking me up, head. Like, I don't even understand, like, why you would call Patrick Reed feed. What does that even mean?
He's a little robust, Jim. He's a little robust.
And do you, in fact, have you even spent one penny of your own money on the Masters, or are you just talking this up so you could get Rit to play Ian Poulter farting?
No. I didn't think you'd actually play the sound, but I did. I played, man. I hit three guys, even money, so you can make some money here. We got three good bets here.
You know how I know that that's bullcrap and that's a lie? Because before the segment started, Rit hit the wrong button, as he always does, and I heard you say to him, hey, old man, have the Ian Poulter sound ready. So don't tell me you didn't think that he was going to play it. You instructed him to play it, and the reason I know is because he had you potted up and I heard it.
Where the hell's Alvin when you need him? Dude, don't pod me up until I'm ready to go.
That is ridiculous. And just as I don't know where you are, I don't know where Alvin is. I just know these things happen when the two of you are wherever the hell you are. All right, so that's the Masters. Hopefully we get paid. Can you run that back really quickly? Just run it down. Who did you hit?
Sure. Jordan Spieth, plus 750. Patrick Reed, plus 1,200, and Webb Simpson is my long shot at plus 2,000 right now.
Okay, there you go. Let's go to the association. Bulls, plus 3 v. Atlanta. I know you're looking at the Bulls, plus 3 in that game. Who do you like? Do you like the plus 3? Who do you like and who do you have?
Yeah, I'm going to go against some money here, Jim. I'm going to take the Bulls and the points. I'll take the plus 3. I like the Bulls. They are the best away team in the entire NBA against the spread. They cover 75% of their regular season games so far this year. That's code for that Munster kid. He gets his guys up on the road. Also, Atlanta's banged up here. I'm not sure Gallinari or Capella will play again tonight, and if Capella can't go, That's another huge advantage for Chicago because they already don't have John Collins out there. And also, the Bulls got better offensively at the deadline, and they're gelling. They won three straight. I like Chicago. I'm riding with little Eddie Munster and his Bulls. Take the points.
Yeah, I got to ask you about the Munster kid. When you look at the NBA and you look to get down, how much of a factor do you think that the Munster kid or any great NBA head coach is night to night? I mean, is that worth a point or more?
Matt, yes. Munster is incredible the last two seasons. Him and Chris Paul are the two outliers. If you would have bet those two guys last year, they were together in Oklahoma City.
Way to get to that today.
If you would have bet those two last year in Oklahoma City,
by the way, for the
City,
record, you can keep that music as loud as you want. I love that song. Go ahead.
It's a great song, too.
Yeah, it is.
But Munster, dude, he's doing his thing again in Chicago. I mean, I wouldn't have taken the job if I was Munster in Chicago, but he always gets the best out of his guys. And if you would have bet him all season long again, you'd be making bank.
I also heard you pick up for CP3. Now, that's a guy that a lot of people want to dog. You go the other way. You love that guy.
He's generational, Jim. He's surly, and a lot of people don't like him and all that kind of stuff. But every team that guy's played for, they've always gotten better. And he's doing it again this year. Houston was better. Oklahoma City was better. And then this year in Phoenix, they're way better. Phoenix is like the best team in the entire NBA against the spread, and it's because of Chris Paul again.
Big head bets on a Friday. All right, here's another game. Celtics -8.5 v. Minnesota. I don't know how you feel about that, but I do know that our new best friends, Head, at BetQL are all over the Celtics v. T-Wolves. That's a five-star game for them. They love the Celtics -8.5. Do you like that play as much as they like that play?
I do, Jim. I actually love all their star plays tonight. They've hit on over 60% of them this past week. They're on fire right now. And they have Boston winning this game by 12 points, a stat from them, too. Under Brad Stevens, the Celtics have gone 37-16 against the spread after winning their previous games by 3 points or less. They just beat the Knicks by two, so they love this bet. Also, Boston can get back to 500 with a win here. They've won seven in a row against Minnesota, and I like that perimeter D. They should go off against that first overall pick, Anthony Edwards. I'm laying the 8.5, and I'm going Boston.
For the record, I did too. I hit that this morning.
Nice.
So you and I both are on that.
Nice.
One more. Indiana -4.5 at Orlando. The Pacers hung 141 on the T-Wolves midweek, and we know the Magic went complete fire sale at the deadline. Indiana -4.5 looks pretty damn good to me. How about you?
Yeah, you hit on it. Opposite directions here for the franchise and the scoring points. I love this bet for the Pacers here. Indiana can put the ball in the hoop lately, and the Magic haven't all year. Over the past three games, the Pacers are the highest scoring team in the entire NBA. They're scoring over 125 points a game. Only the Cavs have a worse scoring offense than the Magic in the entire NBA. Orlando, I mean, they're getting rid of everybody. I love the Pacers here, -4.5.
Really quickly, reset all of the NBA picks. Who do you have?
The NBA picks I have Bulls +3, Pacers -4.5, and Celtics -8.5.
My favorite part of our segment every single Friday, is there anything else that you see that you like?
I might get a little puck in tonight, Jim. I like the Avalanche -1.5 at Anaheim. I haven't hit it yet. I will wait. But the Avs are now the favorite to win the Stanley Cup at +350 this year. Anaheim is very good against the spread, but not the best when they're at home. So I'm looking towards Colorado right here.
Did you hit any NHL futures?
I have not yet because I'm still waiting on that. I don't like the Avs winning at the +350 right now.
All right, so if the clones want to follow you for any off-the-air stuff, where do they follow you, Big Head?
On Twitter, Jim, at Big Head Bets.
All right, do me a favor.
When you
put those
hockey
picks, shut up, Britt. Put those picks up on Twitter, and I will retweet them.
I will do that, and then pod me down, Ritt, you idiot.
Big Head Bets.
Game on.
James Kelly, man, Ritt is just taking fire from old people, big-headed people. He's getting some sport, though, now. That's James Kelly, Big Head Bets. All right, so we try to do that every single Friday. Now, I don't want to run the Big Head under the train. Sometimes when he's not feeling it, he gets a little bit butthurtish about it. Like, he's got his reputation and his numbers that he doesn't want to mess with. I'm like, dude, this is how this goes. I mean, you have to come in. Even if you don't feel really strongly about something, it's the segment. You have to do it. Like when I do the NFL Today, sometimes they'll say, hey, I need a pick on this game. And I'll think to myself, man, that's a tough game to pick. It's the job, though. You got to pick the game. And by the way, the head is right more than he's wrong. And his content is getting better and better and better. I love him taking up for the Munster kid and CP3. All right, so your reaction to it. Here you go, Rit. Way to get our favorite song in on the same day.